Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are up today to Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, but we are at the mission, the beginning of the fourth parak on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. So the mission now talks about the different times when it comes to Shmona Esrei for the different tefillos that we have. So tefillos haShachar ad Chatzos. Shacharis tefillah goes until Chatzos. You could say Shmona Esrei until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer on Arba Shos. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only say it until 4 hours into the day. Tefillos haMincha ad Erev. Tefillos haMincha you could say until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Plag haMincha. You can only say it until Plag HaMincha. We're going to have to understand which Plag HaMincha and what Plag HaMincha means. Tfilas HaErev Ein Lakev, Amarv doesn't have any sort of fixed time. It can be said all night. Vishal Musaf in Koyom, and as long as you have Musaf at any point in the day, you are okay. Now ask the Gemara based on the Mishnah. Uri Minhu, and I'll ask you a contradiction. Mitzvasa Imanei Tzachama, Kedesh Yismachu Letzvila, V'nim Tzimisvayal Bayom. So we saw earlier when we were talking about Kriya Shema, we saw that there's an Indian, there is a concept to make sure that you finish Shema right before Netzachama, so that way you can say Shmona Esrei and Netzachama. So we see that the real time for Shmona Esrei is at Netzachama. So answers the Gemara, Kitanya Hila Vasikin. Now that Bryce specifically was talking about the Vasikin, the people who want to go above the letter of the law, and daven at Vasikin, that's what they call it, at Nates every morning. So that's what it was talking about. These special individuals, these specially devoted people, they would go and finish Shema as the sunrise would come, so that way they can say Shemona Esrei at Nates Acham. Now ask the Gemara the other way. Is really the latest time to say Shemona Esrei for Shachar? Is it really Chatzos midway through the day? Vamar of Mari, Bereder of Huna Bereder Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba Rabbi Yochanan. But we have the following statement of Rabbi Mary, the son of Rav Huna, son of Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Tavelos Palarv is if someone made a mistake and skipped or missed Marv Mispal B'Shacharis Shtayim. So they say Shacharis twice, one regular Shacharis and one makeup tefillah for the Marv that they missed. Shacharis Mispal Mincha Shtayim. If they missed Shacharis, then they would say Mincha twice. So this seems to imply that you're going to be yotzei your tefillah of Shacharis even when it's Mincha time, which we said either can go on a Erev or Ad Plag HaMincha, but it sounds like the Shacharis Shmona Esrei could work all day. So answers the Gemara, so the entire day you're allowed to daven Shacharis Ad Chatzos Yavilei Schar Tefillah Bizmana. So until Chatzos, you get the special schar of davening with tefillah Bizmana, that you're doing it at the proper time. The rest of the day, if you're going to do it, you get the schar of tefillah, but not tefillah bizmana, so you don't get that added bonus. We have a two-sided halachic informational question. Let's say someone made a mistake and did not say mincha. So are they allowed to say marv twice? So what does this mean? What are the factors in this question? So I can understand if you're going to try to bring me a proof that, oh, look, if you miss marv, then you could say shacharis twice. That's not a good proof because we know that the halachic day starts at night. So that's one day. Because night comes first in our religion. But here, tefillah is in the place of karbanos. V'kevan davar yomo batel karbano. And there's a concept that when you miss the day of the tefillah, when you miss the day of the karban, then too late, too bad. You missed it. So maybe the same thing is true over here. So if you miss mincha, you need dav marv. Too late, maybe too bad. You missed it. Or do we say that since davening is really just for requesting mercy from Hashem, as long as someone wants to daven, so they can go ahead and daven. So which one is it? Do we allow you to say two marvs when someone missed mincha? So toshma, let's hear approved. Amar Rabbi Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tov lo espal mincha. So let's say someone made a mistake and didn't daven mincha espal arvish time. So they could say marv twice. Ve'in bazem yishim da'avar yomo batel karbono. And we don't have this concept of, oh, since they missed it, you can go ahead and say it. So now we have a question over here based on another b'risa. There's a pasuk in Koheles that talks about a twisted thing cannot be made straight, and that which is missing can't be numbered. So what does this mean? So a twisted thing can't be made straight. What's this talking about? This should be till Kriya Shema Shacharis, O Tefillah Shel Arvis, O Tefillah Shel Shacharis. This is talking about someone who missed Shema or Shemona Esrei of Marv or Shacharis. V'chesron yuchal limanos, and someone, the missing thing can't be numbered. What's this talking about? Zeh sheninu chaveru l'dvar mitzvah, lo nimnam imahem. So it's talking about a case of someone didn't want to go and join people who are going to be doing a mitzvah. They missed out on that opportunity. But what seems to come out from the beginning part of this brisa of mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, that you can't straighten out a twisted thing, is that if you miss the tefillah, you're done. There's no such concept of tashlumen. So what does it mean? We just saw a whole brisa that said you're allowed to make up a tefillah. If you missed a tefillah, if you miss shacharis, you can say mincha. If you miss mincha, you can say marv. But here we're rejecting that whole thing. We're saying that that's not a possible thing to do. So what's the answer? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. know the difference is, and this is what we pass in Lalacha, if someone missed the davening intentionally, then Einachanami, you're not allowed to make it up. That's too bad. But if you miss it by accident, if it was an onus, or it was, but you forgot, whatever it may be, then you would be allowed to make up the tefillah. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Dekanami, Diktani, Bitel, Volkatani, Tashmamina. We have another proof for this just from the language itself, because it says Bitel, and it doesn't say Ta'a. So that's how we know that if you made a mistake, then you would be allowed to go back and say it again, but if you purposely suspended and messed up and missed it on purpose, then you would not be allowed to go ahead and do that. Now, on top of let's say someone made a mistake and did not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, right? Early Shabbos nowadays, so you oversleep mincha. So you can say two marvs of Shabbos, one marv for marv, and then mincha afterwards to make up for the mincha that you missed. Well, you would say the same tefillah twice. You'd say the Shabbos marv, Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say you made a mistake and did not go to Mincha on Shabbos, or you missed Mincha on Shabbos, and it's Mav Motzei Shabbos, Shtayim Shachol. So you would go ahead on Motzei Shabbos, and you would say two weekday Shmoneh Esreis for the post-Shabbos, and that's how you would be Yotzei the Mincha of Shabbos as well. Mavdil Barishon Aveinu Mavdil Bashniyah. You always do the tefillah that you're supposed to be doing first. So if it's Marv and you missed Mincha, do the Marv of Motzei Shabbos first, and there you would say Atachon Antanu, and then you go ahead and do the makeup tefillah with the mincha without Atachon Antanu. And if you did Havdal in the second one, but not the first one, you only said Atachon Antanu in the second one, Shnia also lo Rishana lo also. So the second one was good, and the first one is no good. That is not a good tefillah. So ask the Gemara, Lemimra, Dekeman, Lo Avdil, Kamaisa, Kamadal, Tzali, Dami, Hadrin, Anlai. So you're going to tell me that because you missed it in the first and said in the second, the first one's as if you didn't daven at all, and you have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei? That doesn't make any sense. We're a minhu, but we have a contradiction. We have a concept that certain things you do have to go back for. So you have to go back if you missed Mashivat Racha, you have to go back if you missed the same Racha of St. Talmud Racha. But if you missed Havdalah B'chonin Adas, if you missed Atachon Antanu, you don't have to go back because you're going to go make Havdalah on the coast anyway. So how can we say that it's as if you didn't say anything? It doesn't make any sense. Gemara answers, Kasha, you're right, it's difficult. Now, notice the Gemara said Kasha, not Tiyufta, because Tiyufta means, or if it was double Tiyufta especially, means we would not Paskin on that. But Kasha means, okay, it's a question that the Gemara is not going to go into an answer, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we don't Paskin like it. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch does Paskin like this, that we would, that would not be good. So some of the Rishonim actually give reasons for this. Rav Haigon gives an explanation. He says, by the fact that you made a Havdalah in the second Shmoneh Esrei shows that the first Shmoneh Esrei was really a mistake. If you would have left it out in both, then you would be okay. But once you said it in the second one, you're showing that the first one was a mistake. That seems to be how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well. An interesting discussion. So let's go on. Now we're going, how do we know that we need to daven three times a day? Where does all of this come from? So Itmar, it was said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says, Tfilos Avos Tiknum. The prayers, the three times Shemoneh Esrei, were instituted by the Avos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Tfilos Kneget Midim Tiknum. A very fundamental machlokus. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says that it was based on the Avos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it's based on the Karbonos. So Tani Kavah said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Tani Kavah said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And there's a brisa that goes based on each of them. Tani Kavah said, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who said that it's about the Avos. Avram Tikin Tfilos Shachar is Shinam Arbaish Kim Avram Boker Al Makom Asher Macham. Because it says that Avram woke up early and to the place where he was, Vein Amida El Lela Tfilin. This word Amida is always referring to Tfilos. Shinam Arbaish Amod Pinchas Vayiv Halel. Yitzlak Tikin Tfilos Mincha Yitzlak Made Mincha Shinam Arbaish Yitzlak Lasuach Wasel Ethnos Arev. Vein Sicha El Tfilin. This word of Sicha is referring to Tfilos. Shinam Arbaish Tfilin Lani Kiyatov Lufnei Hashem Yishpoch. Sicha Yaakov Tikin Tfilos Arvis and Yaakov Made Marv. Shinam Arbaish Kav Makom Yalan Cham. Vein Pigia El Tfilin. This word Pigia in the Pasuk is referring to Tfila. Shinam Arbaish Atal Tzisparav Ad Ha'am Hazevi Atisa Ba'adam Rino Tfilin Ve'al Tifka Bi. So we see that Avram Yitzlak and Yaakov made the Tfilin. So actually, funny joke that Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson said, we just said before in the Gemara, just on this Amud, or last Amud, we said that Jewish days go night and then day. So Avraham, who's the first one, should have made Marv, but not Shachar. So Rabbi Y.Y. explains that Yaakov was one with 12 kids, so it's time for bedtime, and he's, I have to go daven Marv. Okay, it's a bad joke, but that's actually a great joke. Okay, so now we have the second brisa. Tanya commented, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the brisa, there's a brisa that goes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you said that it's based on the Korbanos. Mimnei Mamro, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Why do we say that Tfilah, that Shacharis goes until Chatzos? Shari Tamid Shal Shachar Kari Vahoyach Ad Chatzos. Because the morning Tamid Karban goes until Chatzos. So just as that goes until Chatzos, Tfilah goes until Chatzos. Rabbi Yudah Almer, Rabbi Yudah says Ad Arba Shos. Rabbi Yudah says that it goes until 4 hours. Shari Tamid Shal Shachar Kari Vahoyach Ad Arba Shos. Because he holds that the morning Tamid Karban goes until 4 hours until today. Why do we say that Mincha goes until nighttime? Shari Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. Korev v'holich ad ha'erev, because the afternoon tamid can go until evening time. Rabbi Yudon Merad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yudon says that it goes until Plaga Mincha. That's the latest we can say. Mincha Shari Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im Kari v'holich ad Plaga Mincha, because the afternoon tamid can only be brought until Plaga Mincha. M'bnei Mamre Tviyas Erev Ein Lakevin. Why do we say that Marv has no fixed time? Shari Evarim Upidarim, because based on the fats and the limbs, Shagonis Akvu Mibarev, Krei V'holchem Kol Alayla, because those remain on the Mizbeach all night. M'bnei Mamre Shel Musafim Kol Yom, and why do we say that Musaf goes all day? Now this is where it becomes clear that the karbanos play a role, because there's no patriarch when it comes to Musaf, so it wouldn't make any sense. So m'nei ma'amru shel musafin koayom, shahari karban shel musafin kariv koayom, because the karban musaf can be brought all day. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheva shel, so Rabbi Yehuda says until 7 hours, shahari karban musaf kariv olech ad sheva shel. So everything is based on the karbanos. Ve'ezuhi mincha gedola, so we said mincha gedola, or now we have to go and determine some of these times. So what's mincha gedola? Mishesh shel sumechta lomal, from 6.5 hours until day not. Ve'ezuhi mincha ketana, what's mincha ketana? Mitesh shel sumechta lomal, from 9.5 hours until day not. Now Ibailu, Rabbi Yehuda said that the time for Mincha is Plaga Mincha. So what was he talking about, this halfway time between Mincha and the next thing? So is that talking about Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedola? So if you do Plaga Mincha Kama Kamar, or Plaga Mincha Achrona Kamar, so is he talking about after Mincha Ketana or after Mincha Gedola? Again, Mincha Gedola is from 6.5 hours a day. Mincha Ketana is from 9.5 hours a day. So Tashma, we have a proof from a Braisa, the Tanya Mihud Omer, Plaga Mincha Achrona Amru Vihi Achas Esrei Shaos Chaser Revia. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Plaga Mincha he's talking about is the later Plaga Mincha, which is 10.75 hours into the day, which is after Mincha Ketana. Let us say that this is a proof, a clear proof against Rabbi Yossi Berbi Chanina, who said that the Avos were Misakin the Tefillah. That it can't be that it's based on the patriarchs. It can't be based on Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, because we need the Karbanos. So Amrach Rabbi Yossi Berbi Chanina, we can answer back. Really, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they're the ones who made the tefillah originally. And then the Rabbanon came and made the chiyuv. So they introduced to us this concept of tefillah. But then the Rabbanon came and said, oh, based on the karbanos, we're going to make it into a chiyuv. Because if you're not going to say this, tefillah is musaf. Because where's musaf? We said, there's only 3 avos and 4 tefillah, so we can't have that. So it must be that the avos introduced it, and then the Rabbanon took it from there. And then the rabbis came and brought extra support for it from the karbanos. That is where we will stop. This is Daf Chafav Amud Beis. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.